Hello?
Hey, Brandon?
I think you guys can understand why I'm not happy with the service.
Yeah, it's like, interesting. Well, you got disconnected. That was my fault. I went to transfer the call, and it actually... hold on one second here. It ended up hanging up the call because Tina's actually on the line with a current client. That's the issue. So when I went to transfer you over to her while she's on an active call, it just disconnected our call altogether. It should have at least put you in my queue for hold or played some hold music, but it just dropped.
It just hung up on me. But I don't. It's not even like I'm like in any dire need to cancel. It's just that I'm not seeing any kind of like traffic whatsoever. I've only gotten two leads from you guys, two physical leads from you guys, and I've been paying on this, you know, with your services for a while now. So I feel like I should be seeing a lot more than just two leads.
Yeah.
I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if the guy, I gave the guy my, I don't know why he's not boosting posts, or I don't know. I mean, I've only ever seen one post that he's ever boosted. And he ran the ad for a little while, but that was it. It's just, I don't know what's going on. When I first, you know, you guys contacted me, it wasn't you in particular, but you guys contacted me, told me that, you know, chalked it up like it was going to be this big ordeal, like I was going to get a lot of clicks and I was going to see some business from it, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned, like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have your exact account pulled up in front of me. I can pull it up to review it, actually. I'm trying to while you're speaking with me. So I don't necessarily, I can't give you an answer as to why it's underperforming at this time. Let me see here. It looks like she was reaching out to you because your account had failed payment on October 10th. So I imagine.
Because I haven't paid it yet. But the thing is I wanted to speak to somebody, and I've actually tried calling several times and haven't been able to get anybody. And today I called, finally was able to get it, I guess, Shalette or whatever. Was that what her name?
Yeah, Shalette, yeah.
And then it disconnected me several times. Same scenario.
Do you remember Gail, the representative that you spoke with when you first signed up in June?
I do remember talking to her. Yes.
Yeah, that's your account lead. So she was supposed to give you a direct number and extension at point of sale. Every client is supposed to have direct access to an account lead who works with them directly on their account, usually oversees the account, kind of walks you through getting everything set up, you know, basically maintains your specific company's business profile. That's why I'm kind of confused right now too, because I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
our company's right. Pretty big. We have like 300 people here. So I'm also a senior representative, but I have a set client base that I usually maintain, and I'm familiar with their business and their account and their profiles, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm just trying to pull the information from her back end to kind of look at your account.
I understand, and I know that you probably hear from a lot of different folks that call in, you know, like wanting to know what's going on or maybe just has a question and you can't really help them out with what they need to be.
Well, for my clients, usually I can, you know, and obviously it definitely sounds like your listing's underperforming. Like, unless you're, like, in a really rural area where there's no people, it doesn't make sense. Like, that's got to be one of the worst performing listings that I've heard of. I've been here for 10 years, you know, two leads in a month.
This area is steadily growing. It's huge. Matter of fact, I'm getting more business. I get a ton of business just from Facebook, from my page alone or just by people that see my signs around town. But I don't get any, I haven't got any, I've gotten two. Only two from Local Splash.
Okay, yeah, there's something wrong. So I pulled up your account dashboard. There's a lot of calls from a 616-6755 buy low. Oh, you're using a call tracking number.
Yeah. So
okay. That's the problem. I think there's a communication error going on with your call tracking. Well, all these, it's weird because they still say answered. Like, we left your call tracking number active even though you weren't paying for the service. So, like, they have calls on here from, like, yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't know how long that went, if it went to the end of the month or if it went to the physical, like, the 10th or whenever I signed up, on the 11th maybe. I didn't know if they'll shut it off then. But, yeah, no,
It looks like it's still
right
been
now.
Active. Yeah, it's still been active, even though your payment failed on the 10th. So I think Tina was calling to do a failed payment recovery and then also go over the account with you. And then she's just actively. Oh, yeah. She just told me right now to try to resend it, send you to her. So I'm going to bring her on the line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
All right.
Hi, Tina, are you there?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.